I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe is awaiting a change that's likely to bring with it hope. We spoke with one young woman who works with Voice of the Martyrs, who changed her name to Mary Sue for security reasons. She says it's important to remember to pray for believers in Zimbabwe in this transition.
The church has been rallying, the church has been praying and standing and believing God for change. And I think it's important for the rest of the world to pray along with Zimbabweans. They haven't lost their faith. Even though they have had trouble with the economy, they haven't had food to eat, clothes to put on their back, they have believed that through everything, God is going to take them through, and I believe this is the beginning.
Meanwhile, Living Water International's Tommy Head has been working with the Kadoshi tribe in the Amazon region of Peru. His first intent was to teach Bible, leadership training, and development. However, too many were succumbing to waterborne diseases and poor hygiene. So how does drilling wells and bringing access to clean drinking water to a tribe translate to ministry?
We understand now that it's more important to spend a week or so in these villages and not work whole days and work half days and go hunting with them and play soccer with them and create a friendship with them and some sort of foundation with them that we can use as a platform to share Christ.
And this week closed a 168-hour prayer vigil on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University in the U.S. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship students took part. The four students who put the plan in motion decided to go big or go home. They wanted to rely on God to fill each hour-long prayer slot, something they couldn't do alone. As they hoped, it raised questions from non-Christians who began to ask for prayer. More college prayer movements are going on right now. Read more about their impact online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a suggested donation, M&N's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2 from Discovery House Music. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.